Meet Your Maker.
That's what I'll title this, Meet Your Maker. I just saw somebody running and it reminded me a long time ago, you know, college days or whatever, jogging all the time, thinking that you're gonna be like a superhuman forever. You know, exercise is good, it's not a bad thing, don't get me wrong. But I know the mindset, that's the thing they worship, right? Yeah, you should stay healthy, but they take it to an extreme. Everything can go to an extreme. Everything. The secret is to stay balanced, but without God, you can't stay balanced. You can't stay balanced. I had to put my seatbelt on, sorry. You gotta meet your maker one day. And I don't know exactly what he's gonna say, but I got an idea of like, might be something like, why didn't you focus on the eternal instead of the temporal? Why'd you put so much emphasis on the temporal? You knew it was temporary. Your life is a vapor, the Bible says. The Bible makes it clear, it's appointed unto man wants to die, and after that, the judgment. So the whole time that you're here should be spent seeking God, seeking the eternal truths. What's eternal, not temporal. And so that's what blows my mind about people who are saved, trying to set up some kind of perpetuity down here. It just don't make sense. Even Solomon said, let's say you worked real hard, made a lot of money, and you gave it to your kids, and your kids squandered it, you know. He talks about that. Vanity is all vanity under the sun, he said. If Solomon said it, the Bible says it. The Bible says your life is a vapor. You're going to be judged. It's all temporal. Why in the world focus on this place? Yeah, you might need to maintain your vehicle or your business or your car, but in your body, maintain, you know, but you can actually maintain it with less than what they told us, you know, after studying about fasting and cutting out sugar and all that. You can maintain it pretty easy, to be honest with you. Just do, you could actually, when it comes to food, you stop eating at 6 o'clock and don't eat again till 6 or 7 next morning. That's a fast. That's a 12-hour fast, and your body's resting during those 12 hours, and it puts more energy in your instead of in your digestion, it puts it in healing. And what I found about investing, stock market, a lot of times you can invest in something long term, a year or 6 months, and you know you're going to get that return. And just let it sit. Just let it be. Let it be. Also, the Bible says, there's enough problems for today. Why worry about tomorrow when there's enough for today to do? Don't worry about tomorrow. Tomorrow will take care of itself, you know? It's very obvious. It's very obvious All you had to do is look around, look at the past, look. You're in a temporary situation, and if it's temporary, and it's not permanent, what does that mean? It's a simulation. The only thing that wouldn't be a simulation would be permanence, eternal. The spirit realm. And what I found out about the spirit realm by doing some deep study is that all things are possible. All things are possible. All things are possible. Things can turn around on a dime in the spirit realm. Prayer is real. Fasting and prayer is real. It's all. The spirit realm is more real than the natural. The natural realm is actually so fake, it's not even funny. Yeah, yes, you know, people say, well, I can touch, it's real, I can touch something. Yeah, okay. All right, I'll give you that. But those objects are derivatives from the spirit realm. What you're touching, what you're touching is a mirror image of yourself in certain capacities at a different fractal level. You say, that's crazy talk. What are you talking about, boo? I'm touching my steering wheel, right? Steering wheel. It's a steering wheel. What's it doing? It's guiding the vehicle that I'm in. What is your body? Your body's a vehicle. What is your tongue? It guides your body. What is your with the tongue can guide the body. That's why he says, let your yea be yea and your nay be nay. Because your tongue guides the whole body. It's a steering mechanism. Life and death in the power of the tongue, right? Your mouth is a steering wheel for your vehicle body, your body ship. So everything that you touch is a fractal image, mirror image of yourself, but it's not you, but it's a created thing it's an object lesson. It's like the steering wheels to teach you how to steer your own body, how to steer your own ship. Down here, walking it out down here. You're not meant to be. God gave you legs. Why? To walk. To walk it out. You're walking it out. You're steering your ship, your body ship. You're walking it out. When you're playing football and you get hurt, the coach says, walk it off, walk it off. Walk it off. It's like, what? I'm hurt. What are you talking about, walking off? And sure enough, when you walk it off, it feels better. And I always wondered, why is your body 70-some% water? Because how can you destroy water? When God created the human, he knew the devil and everybody's trying to kill you. So if he makes you out of water, 75% water, how are they going to kill water? That's why the body lasts through a lot of trauma, you know. A lot of injury and trauma, the body can recover. Recover. Got you covered. Renew, renovate. Renovation. So when you renovate a house or a building or whatever, you're renovating it, just like your body's being renovated every day. So everything that you look at, it's a fractal mirror of yourself in some object lesson to teach you something. That's all it is. The blood has to flow to stay alive. The river has to flow. You can't drink the water because if it's not flowing, because it'd be stagnated water, you'd die or get sick. The money has to flow, the currency, it has to flow between the banks, just like the currency between the bankers. The current, currency and bankers, the current and the riverbank. It's all object list. It's all object lessons.